James in Wallingford.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, I was about 22 years old, and we just got this dirt bike running. You know, we put it all back together, real snappy KX125.
Cool.
And so right by where they're building houses, so where all the trucks were, you know, they made all these ruts. So riding it around, and I hit a rut, and the bike kind of went, "What the man?" You want to hear it again?
That was the sound. Like, oh, look, KX125.
It's like I'm there. Yeah, you know.
So I hit the kill switch. Bike came back down. So when I came down, my thumb came off the kill switch. Bike revved right back up. And I went up to this pile of rocks. So they dropped it from a dump truck. It went straight up in the air.
Wow.
And I was like Wile E. Coyote. It was like in slow motion.
Right.
I pushed the bike down between my legs and hit the other pile of rocks. And smack my face.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hard rock. That's hard rock, yeah.
Oh, you went to Yale.
Left your stone faced, huh?
That's when you know it's bad.
Right.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Sorry, we got to bring you to a real hospital.
I got some kids stoned over here.
Actually, I went to the Hampton Walk-In Clinic, and he's like, yeah, I can't do anything for you here.
Right.
So I go down to Yale, and my face starts pumping, like, got the heartbeat in the face.
Oh, yeah. Heartbeat face.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Hate that heartbeat face.
So I asked the doctor how many stitches. He goes, a whole lot on the inside and 67 on the outside.
Right.
Yeah. On the inside and the outside. That's when you know it's really bad.
Yeah,
we had the stitch inside and outside.
Right.
That's to keep your face from falling off.
Right.
We got a stitch on the inside.
I mean, it was like 2 inches below my eye where the hole ended up.
Oh, man.
Wow. Okay, insert another eye in there.
And my wife at the time, we just went down to Florida to go see her parents with my newborn. And I had a big old blood blister on my face with this big old long stitch.
Yep.
It's tough to explain. Wives don't understand this.
Yep.
Like, you should have gotten this out of your system when you were 12.
Right. Never leave us unattended, unsupervised. Ever.
Exactly.
Yep.
Guys, that's what we do.
We come up with crap. We're bored. Watch this.
This sounds cool.
Exactly. I'm going to do it.
Watch this.
Yep.
Hold my beer.
Well, no, the rocks were accidents. It was just, it was in front of me. So when that ball came off, that back tire and that front tire, you know, back tire just caught, front tire came up and just went.
Yeah, it all started with the went,
went, yep.
Yeah, went, went. I missed that too, I missed that too, so went, went, went.
Yep.
You guys are the best, man.
Now you're the best.
No,
thank you, James. Andrew in Glastonbury.
Hey, man. I got a crazy bike story.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever been through Hartford City, but they have, like, those bike lanes for bicycles, like, protected by, like, those rubber poles.
They annoy the crap out of me.
Right.
Man.
Yep.
Yep. So I was riding in a group of bikes with my buddies.
Bicycles?
And, no, we were on a little bike. We were on Honda Groms.
Nice.
Fun.
And we were going through the city, and one of my buddies was in front of me, and at the last second, he swerved out of the way. And I was just staring at the pole, so I just ate the front brake, and the bike went down. I slid into the pole, and I started rolling across the road.
Oh!
That sounds like an Evel Knievel crash.
Yeah.
But the craziest part is when I got home, I had to call my best friend Jeff. I had to call his father, and he came with the pickup truck, brought the bike home and everything. And I got home. My mother made me take a shower with peroxide, clean out all the road rash and everything. But the
ouch.
Is when we got to the hospital, we walked in the ER, and I, like, just, like, sat down in the chair. I was just completely out of adrenaline. Like, everything just, like, kind of, like, slowed down. Like, all the pain started setting in.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, hey, what's wrong with you? And I was like, yeah, I was in a bike crash. And she's like, oh, how fast were you going? I was like, I don't know, probably about, like, 40 miles an hour. And then she's looking at me. She's like, well, were you going downhill? And I was like, no, ma'am, I was riding through Hartford. I was probably stuck in fourth gear.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, this was a motorcycle? Yo, she clicked the buttons on the little thing next to her, and all of a sudden, like, five people came out, and I was a trauma alert, and it was just, all of a sudden, I was just getting wheeled in the back room, and it was just, everything just happened so fast all at once. I was like, okay, this is crazy.
Oh, yeah, so they thought, oh, this is worse than we thought, and
you
could be internal bleeding.
Right, right. No, just band-aid.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I'm going to say that the next time I have the sniffles.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. I hit a pole on my motorcycle.
I still got all the road rash scar. I got it on my side. I got it on my arm.
Wow. Oh.
It's a badge of honor.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Riding gear is key. Anybody who's listening, leather. Riding gear is key. Yep. Helmet, gloves, jacket,
oh my God.
Shoes, everything.
Yep. No, you're right.
Fall off at everything.
I see people in shorts, t-shirt, flip-flops on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Especially a girl on the back.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, you have a lot of trust in this rider and the other cars.
I don't want to diss anybody, but it's mainly the Harley riders. I see them all the time with no helmets. At least the sport bike riders wear helmets. That's all I got to say.
I'm not getting in on this, man.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
A gamer butt-dialed the cops and confessed to a double homicide. A Rainbow Six Siege player got the fright of his life when he accidentally butt-dialed 911 and the operator heard him say, "I killed two people!"
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
He was making a comment about the game. here is him explaining what happened, and then the audio from the police checking out the situation with a gun pointed at him as he walks out of his house.
I was sitting down on my couch playing Rainbow Six Siege. All of a sudden, we're in the middle of a match, and I killed two people. I got two kills, and after that, I died. I see a call on my phone, 911. No more than 2 minutes, my dog started barking at the front door, and so I look out there, and there's four police patrol cars out there.
I was playing the game, and I got butt dialed the phone.
Okay.
That was my bad. What? No. It's only me home.
There's no one outside, okay?
Nobody's inside. It's only me.
Yeah.
I mean, from the video, because I guess like his Ring camera, you see he's outside, comes out of the house, and there's cop cars in the street. One guy's to his right on the lawn, and everybody else got guns drawn facing him.
I mean, they don't know, like, right? Like, that's...
Yeah, they have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Terrifying.
Oh, my God. Yeah, then you heard one other gun go off.
I'm so cynical. I think it's one of these... people trying to get more attention, more followers.
Yeah.
It just seems like something you could pull off and just say, it was an accident.
Yeah. I mean, this video looks legit.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know that part's legit.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if he accidentally called 911.
Right.
Well, someone died doing this. This used to be like a way to get back at someone. So
swatting.
If you were playing online, yeah, you did swatting.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You would intentionally find their location and then send the SWAT team. You could call remotely, and they don't know. They don't care where the call's coming from. If you have information about something,
yeah,
you would lie about a hostage situation or something awful, and a SWAT team would show up, and somebody was shot and killed.
Yeah. In this case, it's the Astro Tournament.
Why were they shot and killed?
They opened the door, and they thought... Because he wasn't expecting the police, so they opened the door... And they thought that he was reaching for something. I think he was like startled and like went to jump back.
Right.
Oh, crap.
And they thought he was reaching for something. They blew the guy away.
My puffer. I must get my puffer. My puffer.
But it wasn't like a felony or anything for a long time. Like the law hadn't caught up to this, and it was spinning completely out of control. And I think that was sort of what stopped it finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, hey, this is Tim from Wallingford. I'm just calling in. I'm on 95 South. They got 95 North shut down. Everybody's getting off at exit 10. The highway shut down on 95 North in Darien.
Yeah, since we've been here about 5:30, it's been all morning that way, unfortunately.
Okay. I don't know if you guys got it or not.
No, thank you, man. Really
the only good news is it's Martin Luther King Day, so that limits the amount of people out there. Yeah,
hopefully it's less volume.
Not as many cars out there.
Still a nightmare.
Yeah.
All right, a Maryland school employee inadvertently emailed sexually explicit photos to the entire student body.
Oops. Shed one more body, did they?
A high school in Maryland issued an apology Friday after an employee accidentally sent sexually explicit photos to the entire student body. This, according to school officials, Principal Taryn Washington at Dr. Henry A. Weiss Jr. High School.
Yeah.
Sent the letter to families, blah, blah, blah. Quote, "I am asking all students as responsible online citizens not to share the photos by email."
Oh, it's too late.
Okay.
Yeah, that's gone. Yep. There's like faces drawn out and everything. Yep. It's like one of our teachers.
Yeah, I wonder what it doesn't say what the photos are. Is it of that person?
Right.
Is it
a body part?
Right.
Yeah. Yes. School menu. Here's what's for lunch today.
Yeah, there's no, you can't stop that.
Yeah, no.
You just can't.
A workplace, maybe. School, no.
I am asking all students as responsible online citizens.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Good luck. Yeah, okay.
That ain't happening.
Who are you talking to?
Seriously. Know your audience.
Even teachers would hold on to that. So they, everybody's they got it.
Yep.
In the letter, he said, quote, appropriate steps have been taken regarding the employee. Further details on disciplinary actions not released.
Oh.
Oh, that has to be the worst.
Yes.
Click.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you can't unclick once you send it. Yeah. There should be like a withdraw, like recall or something
like,
button.
Like the iPhone.
Yeah.
You could delete the message.
Right.
Did you see that commercial they have with the
text?
The lizard? Yeah, the lizard died.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one, no.
Yeah.
It's on during the games. I saw it like 14 times.
Yeah, like the lizard died. Like he's taking care of someone's lizard. And then he texts, I screwed up. The lizard's dead.
Yeah.
And then the lizard comes back to life. He's like, delete.
Oh, nice.
You just watch the text disappear.
Oh, wow.
It's like when you burst the bubble and just goes away.
Wow.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, I'm in Route 67 in Oxford. It's all black ice.
Oh.
It's just enough to skid you through a stoplight. So just tell everybody it's 25 degrees. It's all black ice on Route 67.
Right.
Right. To Oxford.
This is good stuff.
Right. They didn't paint that road right there. Nice.
Now we're getting important information.
It's good to know.
If you're driving,
yep.
Pay attention.
Chaz and AJ News.
Another wrong way driving incident in Connecticut. This one involved a Connecticut State Police car. Sergeant Geltimo with the Connecticut State Police on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What happened?
Well, I know Troop H, they were receiving a bunch of 911 calls of a wrong way driver on 91 northbound. The car was heading south in the HOV lane. As always, our troopers head out in that direction, attempting to stop vehicles that are traveling the wrong way. And I don't know if you saw any of the dash cam footage, but you could see the trooper getting kind of in front of the car to kind of slow it down. And a lot of times these people will stop, but this one kept going and hit the cruiser and evaded the scene after hitting the cruiser. Thankfully, at that point, nobody was injured at all. So I know Troop H is out still looking for this vehicle.
Wow.
So yeah. They got away.
So 80 probably thought, look, there's a wrong way driver coming this way.
Yeah.
And we kept going. Yeah.
Roadhog.
Roadhog.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Like they kept going. Has this happened
before?
They
kept going. Yeah, it happens. And oftentimes we don't see it because we're able to get the vehicle stopped, whether it's the trooper that was hit or another trooper that was in the area heading in that direction. We're ultimately able to get these vehicles stopped and get the operators out of the vehicle so they don't continue on driving. Unfortunately for this situation, he was the only trooper out there and he was hit. And by the time the other troopers showed up, the car was gone. Whether it got off the highway, turned around or what, we're still attempting to look for this vehicle.
That's, when you think about why you would keep going with the risk of getting caught.
Seriously, yeah.
Which would make it worse.
Right. But just stop right there.
That person must have had more going on than just wrong way driving.
Right.
Right. That's usually drugs. What the case is.
Yeah.
Yes. That's usually what the case is.
They're willing to run.
And I guess, thankfully, nobody, I mean, we've seen too many wrong way drivers where people have been seriously injured or killed, and thankfully nobody was hurt in this one.
In 2022, we had 23 people die. That was more than 2019, 2020, 21 combined.
Jeez.
Yes.
Why 2022? Have we interviewed the survivors and tried to get a theme besides alcohol, drugs?
Yeah, I know the troopers in our accident reconstruction squad, our cars unit, they do everything. They talk to witnesses, they talk to survivors, they talk to family members, they do backgrounds, like a 24-hour background on these individuals in hopes to glean some information. I mean, most of these fatalities from last year are still open and under investigation. Oh, so wow. Hopefully, yes, we could see a trend in try and deter for the upcoming years of stopping these wrong way drivers before they get into an accident and cause a fatality.
Most of them happen at night, right?
Yes.
It seems like most of them happen after the hours bars close.
Yeah, after midnight, yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are alcohol/drug related.
We've seen they only had the first two or three from last year closed, and they have been alcohol related. So there's that. And I know a lot of the ones during the day, oftentimes it's elderly people that are a little confused. We've seen that a lot when it comes to the ones that happen during the day.
Do you think any of this has to do with driving while high, or how are you guys handling this? Is there a test for that?
There is. Well, we know when it comes to alcohol impairment, we have the field sobriety tests, but we have a bunch of troopers that are A-RIDE certified, which is Advanced Roadside Impaired Driving Enforcement, and they look at some other tests to determine if somebody's drug impaired, not just alcohol impaired.
Yeah.
And that's a special certification, a special training. And our new hires now have to get certified in that before their post-certification expires.
Yeah, when it comes to marijuana, they just ask them something deep. What do you think about life?
Or you just hold up a bag of Doritos and say, look at my other hand.
Give them a snack.
One of the two.
Look at my left hand, my right hand, bag of Doritos. Right. Look over here. Left hand.
That's part two.
The state police successfully cracked the cooking oil caper.
Yes. Yeah, that was pretty insane. Good for those troopers and that we're all involved in that to actually find those individuals and all that cooking. I had no idea until I saw that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, geez, that's crazy.
They thought it was so slick.
It's funny because you just think that it's garbage.
Yep. You think.
Right.
Who knew?
Right. Who knew? Yeah. Who knew? And to do the research, they must be scientists or something. I don't know.
That's right. What are you, some scientist? Yes, in fact, I am.
I like the smell of fries.
Oh, hell yeah.
Who doesn't like that snack. Smell?
And then did you see there was a story about Connecticut drivers and how fast they go?
I did not see that story, but I can vouch that they do drive fast. Crazy.
Sergeant Gentleman with the Connecticut State Police on, in the past month, the average Connecticut resident admitted to exceeding over 100 miles an hour on four occasions.
Oh, my God. Totally.
Yeah.
I never go 100.
Oh, my God. Just coming home, I-84, Saturday night from Plainville. I'm doing about 70. This guy blew past me like I was parked.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
No, but I found that interesting that so many people said they've gone over 100 miles per hour on four occasions in the last month.
Oh, okay.
I wonder whoever did this, if they asked why they go that fast.
They had to poop.
Yes.
Out of all 50 states, Connecticut drivers were second most guilty alongside Hawaii. 60% of Connecticut drivers aren't actually aware of the speeding penalties, which could include anything from a fine to license suspension, even jail time.
Don't they impound your car, too?
How fast do you have to be going for you to say, you're coming with me?
Anything over 85 is considered reckless driving on the highway. Yes.
Really?
Yep. Anything over 85.
All right, so back to marijuana.
I didn't realize that. 85.
Oh. Hmm.
See, here's a whole commercial series of education.
Yeah.
85, wow. You can go bye-bye.
Right.
Hey, that might be, there's something
I like
there.
That.
85, go bye-bye.
Right.
We had one of our troopers last week while doing this. He clocked somebody traveling 138 miles per hour on 91 in the Wallingford area.
In a car? In a car. When I start cranking, and I very rarely go over 85, but I will say there are periods of time, once in a while I go over 80.
Uh-huh.
I just think, if a deer runs out right now, it's just going to be...
It'll land a stakes.
If I'm lucky, that's all that'll happen.
Right? Look at a Popeye cartoon.
All right. Sergeant Jeltima, thank you. I know you got to go do some stuff. Yeah. We appreciate you coming on.
Be safe.
Of course. Yes. Thank you, guys. You all too. Right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.